My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for its fullness pulls away from the cloak, and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever heard the proverb, "God writes straight with crooked lines"? It means that what looks insensible or incongruent could carry a deeper meaning and a message, namely, God's plans and purposes. A perfect illustration of this proverb is, surprisingly, the history of the proverb itself. I tried to find its origin, who used this proverb first, but I couldn't. Some scholars attribute it to the Portuguese in the 16th century, while others say that it goes all the way back to St. Augustine in the 5th century. In other words, the history of the proverb, from its obscure origins to Father John's homily today, is full of crooked lines. But perhaps it was God who was writing straight with it. Or as I like to say, the Holy Spirit is driving the bus. By the way, I started that proverb and it's copyrighted, so you cannot use it. The Catholic historian Christopher Dawson argues that God's hand is on history, on the macro level. That is, on the level of nations and cultures. He writes, "Certainly history is the great creative, certainly religion is the great creative force of in culture and in almost every historic culture that has been inspired and informed by some great religion." In other words, the dynamics of world history are really divine. What happened in the history of that little proverb also occurs in the history of humanity. What may look like crooked lines to us is really God's hand in history. In the first reading today, it is clearly by knavery and treachery that Jacob receives Isaac's blessing instead of Esau. With his mother's prompting, Jacob disguises himself as his older brother Esau. He fools his blind father Isaac, and he receives the blessing of the firstborn, which, by the way, entitled the recipient to a double share of the inheritance and assuming the role of the new father figure over the family. The blessing of the firstborn was not a small thing. Up close, that moment in Israel's history appears as a crooked line by a crooked kid. But step back and we see how God's hand guided that history to its holy purposes. establishing Jacob as the father of the 12 tribes of Israel, and ultimately as the forefather of Jesus, the Messiah. There is always a hand in history. The history of that little proverb, the dynamic history of the world, and especially the history of Israel. And it's a holy hand, God's hand. I was watching the movie Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, recently, and I was struck by something that Commissioner Gordon said. He promoted a young police officer to detective when he saw the police officer's impressive research on crime. The new detective brushed off his work, saying, "Oh, it's inconclusive, just a bunch of coincidences." Gordon replied, "You are a detective now. You are not allowed to believe in coincidences." And that's true for every Christian. People of faith are not allowed to believe in coincidences or even in crooked lines. Rather, we must open our eyes to the deeper undercurrents of history and perceive the holy hand of God guiding it to its goals. In short, providence precludes coincidences. Think over the history of your own life. Study and scrutinize the people and the places, the events and the encounters that are your milestones of your history. And remember, people of faith are not allowed to believe in coincidences. There is no happenstance in your history. Nothing happened by accident. And don't focus only on the pleasant and the profitable points either, but also the dark and the depressing moments. Why? Well, your history is a tapestry of triumphs and tragedies. But more importantly, there has been a hand in that history, God's loving hand, guiding it to its ultimate purposes. And what are those purposes, you might ask? Well, we read in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, from a prophet keenly aware of the purposes of providence, who said, "For I know well the plans I have in mind for you, oracle of the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for woe, so as to give you a future full of hope." Perhaps it's only at the end of history that we will see clearly the trajectory of history, namely heaven, a history where there never were any coincidences or even any crooked lines. Praised be Jesus Christ.